We certainly are committed to providing a lot of services to those who are in the Canadian Armed Forces, internationally qualified professionals, those with self-declared disabilities. And I think that this would be a great way for people who are recent graduates as well to have a chance to apply online as well as receive feedback in a timely manner. As you mentioned that after applying online within 24 hours, a person who's applied would receive communication or would have someone call them or contact them after applying. So I think that certainly this is a great organization and a great way to take advantage and to look at what is available out there.
Great. So once candidates begin applying to internships, what makes our program unique is you're not applying into an applicant tracking system that is going to measure your resume on keywords and relevancy and hits. The employers come onto the system, and they're able to review your resume as well as watch your talent screening video, because that's really important. That's a way for them to get to understand you and your interests better. If you are successful in landing a job interview with one of the employers looking to hire an intern, the staff, the recruitment team here, is ready and able to assist you with job interview preparations that we work with, have worked with CareerEdge for many years, and we have placed countless interns with. And we're able to share some success stories. We're able to share a little bit more information that we've obtained over the years working with interns and talking to interns active out there with different employers. After your interview, we always ask candidates to debrief us, let us know how it went, and remember the one question that we meant to ask the moment we leave.
Yes.
You know, when you talk about identifying the right fit, for us, it's not just about placing you. All interns working on assignment at different organizations across Canada, across Ontario, receive a coach. Your coach is ideally not your boss, but somebody else in the organization, ideally in all circumstances, a previous CareerEdge intern, who's there to provide support, who's there to sit down with you and provide coaching and mentoring along your journey, along your internship path. That individual plays a critical role. Of course, CareerEdge, we continue to keep in touch with our interns. All in, the recruitment team's there to assist. I'm here to assist, as well as our business partners who actively work, you know, and as the candidate nears the end of their internship, they're going to hear from us, and we'll start asking questions like, would you like to stay with this organization if an opportunity presented itself? If this was not the right organization, where do you see yourself going next in your career? Perhaps after having worked for a larger organization, you may say, I'd really like to work for a medium-sized business or a smaller company. Or perhaps you found that the industry was to your liking and you'd like to explore opportunities with another company in that market space. So the fit element comes in, I think, during the recruitment and selection phase, but also during the internship itself. The beauty of an internship is it will end. It's going to be either 4, 6, 8, 12 months in length, giving you the candidate the opportunity to leave the company or leave the man. Individuals launching their career, there's going to be a certain element of mobility as you find the right environment, as you find the right company and the right culture.
And what percentage of the interns would you say are successful in obtaining a full-time position?
Past research would suggest for us that more than half of the interns on assignment ultimately end up staying full-time with the host employer. That varies, a much stronger success rate, but we know that the program works. We know that a significant number of our interns ultimately stay with the host organization, and those that don't oftentimes are able to find employment in their target field within 6 months.
What process is required in order to become a host employer? At the same time, how can more employers become involved?
That's a great question. Employers are able to contact us every single day and have questions about the internship program. For us, we do spend a lot of time working with that employer to make sure that their needs are suitable and appropriate for an internship. For example, a candidate with a very unique skill set where the market demand is there, an internship is probably not what's needed to launch that individual's career. So we work with organizations who understand that and understand the value of an internship and understand that it is about continuous learning on behalf of, course, share with us the mandates. And before any job posting goes live, aligns with our database and aligns with the types of candidates that we're interacting with, as well as aligns with the program groups. So, for example, if you're looking for a newcomer, but you require for them to have certain certifications or designations that are only available in Canada, we may have to look and ask ourselves, is it even possible for a newcomer to have those certification equivalents may they have coming into the role?
Another question I wanted to ask you is pertaining to another category, a group of people that you serve, specifically those with self-declared disabilities, specifically is to develop, implement, and enforce standards for accessibility pertaining to customer service, employment, information and communications, transportation, and to build a strong environment. This is currently something that's in development.
Absolutely. AODA legislation is certainly creating quite a lot of changes in the market space, and employers asking themselves, am I accessible? Do I have an inclusive environment? Everything from the physical layout of the office, is it wheelchair accessible, for example, to their staff. Are they trained in how to accommodate different individuals and their particular needs? Working with graduates with disabilities has been a big part of CareerEdge's business since 1999, ready to accommodate. You know, the biggest challenge that we face in working with graduates with self-declared disabilities is encouraging them to come forward and talk to us about any accommodation that they may require. I believe it's a topic amongst many organizations dedicated to helping persons with disabilities. When do I disclose? How do I disclose? CareerEdge partners with organizations when it comes to graduates with disabilities who are ready and able to accommodate to excel at the job. How do we make the job the most accommodating where you can maximize your potential and performance? We want to make sure that we have that conversation with the individual to better understand their needs, and as a result, better direct them to different employers who potentially have the resources or have the programs established. We can also help the individual to have that conversation with the employer. We know that that's a concern for many individuals who require accommodation, is shaping that conversation and ensuring that any accommodations that are necessary are taken care of. It's a really important segment of the candidate group that we work with, and the most critical component is having individuals feel comfortable to come to us, the organization that's going to help them connect with an internship and talk to us about any accommodations or needs that they may have.